KANU and KANUHD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANHHD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANVHD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or gently urge your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning, Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd.
Rita Diaz Gonzalez Vasquez in Austin, Texas.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. University of Kansas leaders were among university officials who met with federal officials earlier this week to talk about that offer to provide preferential access to federal funds to some schools. As Noah Taborda reports, that would be in exchange for meeting the Trump administration's demands.
KU Chancellor Doug Girard discussed the Trump administration's demands that include freezing tuition rates and barring university staff from sharing political views. The American Council on Education expressed concerns about tying funding to university freedoms. Girard helps lead that council. KU officials said Girard was asked to provide feedback and described the discussion as productive. KU was not one of the 9 institutions initially offered the deal. So far, 7 have rejected it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The family of a man who died after an altercation with Topeka police in 2022 is asking the city for $350,000 in compensation. 33-year-old Taylor Lowry was shot and killed when officers responded to a domestic disturbance call in October 2022. Lowry allegedly threatened the officers with a knife. The Shawnee County District Attorney's Office ruled the shooting justified. WIBW-TV reports the Lowry family's attorney filed the claim with the city on Tuesday. The Lawrence City Commission on Tuesday approved a 3% pay increase for the city's firefighters. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the firefighters' union had asked for a 4% raise at the beginning of next year and another 2% raise in the middle of the year. An independent fact finder had recommended a 4.5% increase, but the commission went with the lower 3% raise, with the city's human resources director saying the city's proposal was, quote, fair. A new program in Kansas is helping people become teachers while helping schools fill employment vacancies. The statewide teacher apprenticeship program pairs experienced teachers with people pursuing their teaching degrees, and the state picks up some of the students' college costs. The program launched 3 years ago with a dozen apprentices in 6 districts. This fall, there are more than 160 apprentices in 74 districts. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the program is a win-win for the state and for students.
Someone can go to school, stay at home, and not have any debt. And the numbers here have expanded greatly in the last year.
Kansas still faces a serious teacher shortage in rural parts of the state. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon around 70 degrees. Winds will be calm, becoming northwest around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Friday, there's a 70% chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. Right now, though, in Lawrence, clear skies, 40 degrees. Topeka, clear, 38 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 6:07.
Support for NPR comes.
We have a healthcare system that pays for and rewards volume over value. We need to get to a system that incentivizes payers and providers and healthcare consumers to be utilizing healthcare efficiently and effectively.
Okay, so, but the Republicans control the White House and the Senate and the Congress, and so I think the question would be, where's the bill?
I'm on legislation, for example, on the enhanced premium tax credits, dealing with the subsidy issue. So I'm one of those people that's willing to be in that discussion. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the other reforms, there are other pieces of legislation that are out there. I am one of those Republicans that's willing to look at those underlying healthcare cost drivers and fix our healthcare system. This is something that's incredibly important to my district, both on the individual market side, but in small group and large group market, but also on the Medicaid and Medicare side as well. So I'm one of those Republicans, like you mentioned, Michelle, I'm a freshman, but I'm one of those Republicans that is willing to be part of those discussions, and we need to have them because this system that we have right now is simply not sustainable.
That's Joe Hurd. He's a congressman. He represents the 3rd District in Colorado, and he's a Republican. Congressman, thanks so much for talking to us. I do hope we'll talk again.
Sounds good. Thank you, Michelle.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, we've got the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, talks are underway to bring advanced nuclear power to the Sunflower State.
Nuclear power is like potato chips. The classic chip is great, but a ridged, sharp cheddar chip? Huh, that's next level. Advanced nuclear plants are the next level, only better.
Is advanced nuclear energy all that in a bag of chips? Commentator Scott Carlberg thinks so. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll hear more.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 70 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 40 degrees. Topeka, clear, 38 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, as illegal drugs worth an estimated $1 billion are seized in the Arabian Sea, does it signal a dangerous new front in the international trade? Also, with China's economy faltering, how the Communist Party's social contract is starting to fray.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Workday. Workday is an AI platform.
Even if that means getting your head shaved like Emma Stone. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is NPR News.
When the explorers Lewis and Clark returned from an 8,000-mile journey to the Pacific Ocean, their expedition won land, money, and glory. But little is known about the enslaved man named York who helped them.
It's kind of up to us, as the people who've come after him, to think about what his story means and carry on his legacy.
Uncovering York's story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 70 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear 40. Topeka, clear 38 degrees. Junction City's clear in 39. It's 6:30.
Paul Ingracia withdrew from consideration for the post last night after his racist text messages were made public and some Republican senators said they wouldn't support him. This after Politico reported he texted other Republicans racist slurs and said he had a Nazi streak. His confirmation hearing was set to begin this week. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Welfare advocates are warning over 185,000 Kansans using food assistance that they could soon lose their benefits. Federal officials say if the government shutdown continues, November food stamp funding will be put on hold. Haley Kotler is with Kansas Appleseed. She says many families will need to stretch their October budgets to prepare.
They may be dipping into their rent or to their car payment or other bills. And then, when December comes around, those bills are still going to be due.
Kotler also says a new work requirement for food assistance goes into effect November 1st. That will impact about 8,000 Kansans. Republican members of the Kansas congressional delegation are speaking out against President Trump's proposal to purchase beef from Argentina. Trump floated the idea last week. Trump has strong ideological ties to Argentina's president, and his administration has already agreed to pump about $20 billion into the Argentine economy. But buying their beef is a step too far for some Republicans. Senator Jerry Moran says such a move could be, quote, very detrimental to our country and especially to livestock producers. Representative Tracy Mann says the move would impede the free market. Kansas ranks below average when it comes to the cost and quality of Medicare coverage. That's according to the Commonwealth Fund, an independent group that researches health care issues. The group assessed how seniors are faring under the government health care program in each state. The group ranks Kansas 27th in the nation. Missouri came in 34th. Vermont, Utah, and Minnesota were the top-ranked states, coming in last, Louisiana. Add Hutchinson to the list of Kansas communities lobbying to be the site of a new nuclear reactor. Two companies have proposed different plans for building a modern reactor in Kansas. Hutchinson City Mayor Enrico Villegas told KWCH the proposals offer his city a unique opportunity for economic development. Officials in Coffee and Lyon counties have also expressed interest in hosting one of the plants. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 70 degrees, calm winds becoming northwest, only around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Right now in Lawrence, clear and 40 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from
constituents. What is in their best interest? You keep their representation out of meetings. You don't even consider the impact to the health and the safety of our community.
The company has yet to file all of the permits it needs to complete the project. OSHA fined the Las Vegas tunnel more than $100,000 over flooding in the tunnel. Boring has contested the violations. Environmental advocates worry that flooding in Nashville could be worse. The city gets 10 times the amount of rainfall as Vegas. The boring company uses a portable drill. It touts a speed of 1 mile per week, but an internal memo from the governor's office obtained by NPR puts the estimate for this tunnel at 1 mile per month. Boring Company CEO Steve Davis expressed concerns about potential obstacles at the project's unveiling.
Tough place to tunnel in Nashville. It's not like if we were optimizing for easiest places to tunnel, it would not be here.
That challenge is karst, a type of limestone found in Nashville. Sinkholes could form during tunneling, says Jason Polk, a geologist at Western Kentucky University.
So really, any place that you are in that is karst in this part of the world, you know, Kentucky, Tennessee, any kind of karst area has a potential for sinkhole development.
The boring company says that it will do an environmental impact study, but didn't complete it before starting the project. Excavation is already underway downtown. Boring plans to put its drill to work by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao in Nashville. Take it all.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the much-performed Ibsen play, Hedda Gabler, has a new big-screen adaptation. Tessa Thompson takes on the title role, and she's already getting Oscar buzz. We'll hear more about it in about 10 minutes. Weather forecast for today, not as ominous as that music. Sunny skies, high temperatures near 70 degrees, calm winds, too. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 38. Tomorrow, sunny skies with highs near 68 degrees. Looking ahead to the weekend, Friday, some showers move in, cloudy, high near 58. Saturday, 40% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 61. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 64. In Lawrence, at the moment, clear skies, 40 degrees. Topeka, clear 38. Manhattan clear and 38 as well. It's 6:44.
Hi, KPR friends, it's Destiny. Do you want to hear my terrible jokes in person? Well, Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m., it's your chance, the Lawrence Public Library, a free concert that we will also broadcast on our radio airwaves for you. We would like you to RSVP, though, because it fills up quickly. It's a fun concert of Halloween tunes, and I really hope to see you there. Go to kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Staff at a Northern California zoo were getting ready to open last week when they spotted an unexpected visitor. A wild black bear had found its way into Sequoia Park Zoo.
CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, committed to acting in their clients' best interests. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org. From Uma, a cloud-based phone service for any size business, with an automated virtual receptionist, video meetings, and other features to connect to customers and coworkers anywhere at uma.com/NPR. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Discussions are underway to bring more nuclear power to the Sunflower State. Already, companies have signed MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding, to explore the idea. Commentator Scott Carlberg says other states are also embracing advanced nuclear power, and Kansas should get on board.
When we need reliable, carbon-free power, count on nuclear energy. In Kansas, the top power plant sits in Burlington, the Wolf Creek Nuclear Plant. It's been operating since 1985, producing 10.5 terawatt hours of power a year. What does that mean? A 5-watt LED bulb left on for 12 minutes uses 1 watt hour of electricity. A terawatt hour equals 1 trillion watt hours. So, Wolf Creek lights up a lot more than your living room. The next biggest Kansas power plants are coal in St. Mary, beyond power sources that pollute the air, and do that with advanced nuclear plants. Here's what I mean. Nuclear power is like potato chips. The classic chip is great, but a ridged, sharp cheddar chip? That's next level. Advanced nuclear plants are the next level, only better. Maybe even the jalapeno salsa chip of the energy world. They pack a punch. These new advanced reactors are smaller, air-cooled, and operate at atmospheric pressure, so they're simpler and safer. Pair one with a heat storage medium like molten salt, and it becomes a kind of thermal battery ready to supply power when demand peaks. To show their modest size, one company built a model on a corner lot in Washington, D.C. It's so compact, it almost looks like modern art. Several companies are exploring advanced nuclear in Kansas. Evergy, GE Hitachi Nuclear Energy, and Bill Gates' Bacterra Power have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, a promising step toward bringing this technology here. But as we know, a memorandum is just talk until the shovels turn dirt. Building one of these plants depends on community support, site conditions, an NRC license, and existing power connections. Wyoming is already doing it. Tennessee wants to. Kansas ought to. More than $1 trillion is expected to flow into advanced nuclear. Kansas should claim its share for the jobs and the commerce these plants will bring, and for the decades of resilient, carbon-free power that they will produce. Kansas has the talent, the need, and the opportunity. Let's grab our share and pass the chips, please.
Commentator Scott Carlberg spent more than 40 years in the energy communications business, working for corporations, nonprofit groups, and in the field of higher education. He lives in Leawood. Following up on Scott's commentary, the organization that oversees power transmission in Kansas and 13 other states expects energy usage in the region to nearly double over the next decade. The Southwest Power Pool predicts usage will increase by 96% in 10 years. The Kansas Reflector reports federal regulators have now given the organization the go-ahead to prepare for that growth. That could make it easier for new power plants to be built. The Southwest Power Pool is a nonprofit that oversees transmission infrastructure, ensures system reliability, and manages the wholesale electricity market.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. till late. More information at 715mass.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown today, beginning at 9 o'clock, a well-played toccata by Bach to start off with. We'll also get into the spooky spirit with a piano suite from Dracula that Philip Glass provided for the silent version starring Bela Lugosi. Also Brahms, Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky, good stuff on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies all across the KPR listening area, high temperatures near 70 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, lows getting down to 38. Tomorrow, sunny, with a high near 68. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 40 degrees. Topeka, clear 38. Manhattan, clear in 38 as well. It's 9 minutes before 7.
Tessa Thompson plays Hedda Gabler in the 1891 play adapted for film. The film is simply called Hedda. Thank you so much, Tessa.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
The internet told me it was pronounced Hedda Gabler. NPR says Gabler. I will reach out to Ibsen for clarification. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
News from NPR and KPR is next. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning.
All in Columbia, Missouri.
President Trump is suggesting the Justice Department should pay him roughly $230 million in damages. The New York Times reports that's for past investigations of him by federal authorities. NPR's Elena Moore has more.
NPR has not independently confirmed the report, but when asked about it by reporters, Trump stopped short of affirming it. But he did say the Justice Department, quote, probably owes me a lot of money, and that he'd give any potential payment to charity or use it to keep restoring the White House. He also acknowledged the unusual nature of any potential payment from the DOJ.
That decision would have to go across my desk, and it's awfully strange to make a decision where I'm paying myself. In other words, did you ever have one of those cases where you have to decide how much you're paying yourself in damages? But I was damaged very greatly.
The report comes as critics of the White House have voiced concerns that Trump is using the agency for his own political and personal agenda. Elena Moore, NPR News.
Alaska officials say they're helping hundreds of people who were displaced this month by a typhoon. It crashed into Alaska's west coast, flattening villages and killing at least one person. Two other people are missing. Hundreds of people were evacuated to Anchorage and are staying in mass shelters. Alaska State Representative Nellie Jimmy says she has been working with the evacuees.
as we move forward from emergency responses to long-term recovery, I want to make sure the voices of rural Alaska are part of every decision, from housing to education to rebuilding, and to ensure that we are still self-reliant people.
Officials in Alaska warned that the number of evacuees staying in Anchorage mass shelters may grow. That's because many people have been staying with family and friends. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The family of a man who died after an altercation with Topeka police in 2022 is asking the city for $350,000 in compensation. 33-year-old Taylor Lowry was shot and killed when officers responded to a domestic disturbance call in October 2022. Lowry allegedly threatened the officers with a knife. The Shawnee County District Attorney's Office ruled the shooting justified. WIBW-TV reports the Lowry family's attorney filed the claim with the city on Tuesday. The Lawrence City Commission on Tuesday approved a 3% pay increase for the city's firefighters. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the firefighters' union had asked for a 4% raise at the beginning of next year and another 2% raise in the middle of the year. An independent fact finder had recommended a 4.5% increase, but the commission went with the lower 3% raise, with the city's human resources director saying the city's proposal was, quote, fair. University of Kansas leaders met with federal officials Monday to discuss an offer to provide preferential access to federal funding to some schools. As Noah Taborda reports, that would be in exchange for meeting the Trump administration's demands.
KU Chancellor Doug Girard discussed the Trump administration's demands that include freezing tuition rates and barring university staff from sharing political views. The American Council on Education expressed concerns about tying funding to university freedoms. Girard helps lead that council. KU officials said Girard was asked to provide feedback and described the discussion as productive. KU was not one of the 9 institutions initially offered the deal. So far, 7 have rejected it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
A new program in Kansas is helping people become teachers while helping schools fill employment vacancies. The statewide teacher apprenticeship program pairs experienced teachers with people pursuing their teaching degrees, and the state picks up some of the students' college costs. The program launched 3 years ago with a dozen apprentices in 6 districts. This fall, there are more than 160 apprentices in 74 districts. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the program is a win-win for the state and for students wanting a career in education.
Someone can go to school, stay at home, and not have any debt. And the numbers here have expanded greatly in the last year.
Kansas still faces a serious teacher shortage in rural parts of the state. Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 70 degrees, calm wind becoming northwest just around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68. Looking ahead to Friday, 70% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Right now in Lawrence, though, clear skies, 38 degrees. Topeka, clear and 38 degrees as well. This is Morning Edition on KPR. The time is 7:07.
Support for NPR.
Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Thank you. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, talks are underway to bring advanced nuclear power to the Sunflower State.
Nuclear power is like potato chips. The classic chip is great, but a ridged, sharp cheddar chip? Oh, that's next level. Advanced nuclear plants are the next level, only better.
Is advanced nuclear energy all that in a bag of chips? Commentator Scott Carlberg thinks so. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll hear more.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Matthew Morrison, known for his role in the TV series Glee, performing his Rhythms and Revelations concert Wednesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
forecast for today looks good. Sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 70 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, though, in Lawrence, clear skies, 38 degrees. Topeka, clear 38. Chanute, clear skies and 40 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, as illegal drugs worth an estimated $1 billion are seized in the Arabian Sea, does it signal a dangerous new front in the international trade? Also, with China's economy faltering, how the Communist Party's social contract is starting to fray.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. That's right after Morning Edition on KPR 2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
You want the government to do something?
Yes, of course.
I look down at Murda's hand. She's holding a cigarette. She knows it's bad for her, but it's hard to stop.
Yes, I try. Really, I try.
Murda's son looks at me. People are dying because of cancer, he says. We're losing people we love. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel, Beirut, Lebanon.
This is NPR News.
When the explorers Lewis and Clark returned from an 8,000-mile journey to the Pacific Ocean, their expedition won land, money, and glory. But little is known about the enslaved man named York who helped them.
It's kind of up to us, as the people who've come after him, to think about what his story means and carry on his legacy.
Uncovering York's story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Latest forecast, sunny skies, high temperatures near 70 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, clear 38 degrees, Topeka clear and 38 as well. It's 7:30.
8 to swear her in. Democrats accuse Johnson of delaying her swearing in to prevent a vote to release the Justice Department's files on the sex trafficking investigation into the late convicted sex offender, Jeffrey Epstein. U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. Dow futures are down about 7 points. NASDAQ futures lower by 35 points. S&P 500 up 4 points. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Welfare advocates are warning over 185,000 Kansans using federal food assistance that they could soon lose their benefits. Federal officials say if the government shutdown continues, November food stamp funding will be put on hold. Haley Kotler is with Kansas Appleseed. She says many families will need to stretch their October budget to prepare.
They may be dipping into their rent or to their car payment or other bills. And then when December comes around, those bills are still going to be due.
Kotler also says a new work requirement for food assistance goes into effect November 1st. That will impact about 8,000 Kansans. Republican members of the Kansas congressional delegation are speaking out against President Trump's proposal to purchase beef from Argentina. Trump floated the idea last week. He has strong ideological ties to Argentina's president, and his administration has already agreed to pump about $20 billion into the Argentine economy. But buying their beef is a step too far for some Republicans. Senator Jerry Moran says such a move could be, quote, very detrimental to our country and particularly to livestock producers. Representative Tracy Mann says the move would impede the free market. Kansas ranks below average when it comes to the cost and quality of Medicare coverage. That's according to the Commonwealth Fund, an independent group that researches health care issues. The group assessed how seniors are faring under the government health care program in each state. The group ranks Kansas 27th in the nation. Missouri came in 34th. Vermont, Utah, and Minnesota were the top-ranked states. Coming in last, Louisiana. Add Hutchinson to the list of Kansas communities lobbying to be the site of a new nuclear reactor. Two companies have proposed different plans for building a modern reactor in Kansas. Hutchinson City Manager Enrico Villegas told KWCH the proposals offer his city a unique opportunity for economic development. Officials in Coffee and Lyon counties have also expressed interest in hosting one of the plants. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 70 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68. This is Morning Edition. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes
Brad. A lot of us are stressed, and that, you know, takes on our mental health, and a lot of people can't handle this. Some people can, a lot of people cannot.
After seeing the need, the food bank plans to double the number of boxes, 600 at each site for the rest of the week. From NPR News, I'm Janaya Bamu in Hyattsville, Maryland.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Morning Edition, over the past decade, Netflix has gone from a DVD-by-mail service to one of Hollywood's top streaming platforms, giving studios a run for their money. Its next venture, podcasts. More podcasts. Coming up in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report, we'll hear more about that. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon around 70 degrees, calm winds becoming northwest, only around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68. Friday, 70% chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 38. Topeka is clear and 38 degrees as well. It's 7:44.
I'm Leila Faldil. A bit behind on the news. No sweat. We got you.
Okay, so just remind us, who is suing the government here?
What do you know about this executive action?
So how are conservatives who oppose Trump feeling right now?
What jobs are being cut out there?
If the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau cannot do its work, what does that mean for Americans?
No matter what the headlines bring, we'll break it all down for you. This is NPR.
Good morning, me Martinez. Snapdragon, Cosmic Crisp, Crunch a Bunch. The last decade has seen a lot of new apple varietals, but what about pineapple? Dole says its new Colada Royale pineapple has a smaller core, so there's more of it to eat, more vitamins, and has delicate hints of coconut. Basically halfway to a piña colada and getting caught in the rain. Now, if they invent one that makes its own rum, we can plan our escape. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. At WTGrantFDN.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Discussions are underway to bring more nuclear power to the Sunflower State. Already, companies have signed MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding, to explore the idea. Commentator Scott Carlberg says other states are also embracing advanced nuclear power, and Kansas should get on board.
When we need reliable, carbon-free power, count on nuclear energy. In Kansas, the top power plant sits in Burlington, the Wolf Creek Nuclear Plant. It's been operating since 1985, producing 10.5 terawatt hours of power a year. What does that mean? A 5-watt LED bulb left on for 12 minutes uses 1 watt hour of electricity. A terawatt hour equals 1 trillion watt hours. So, Wolf Creek lights up a lot more than your living room. The next biggest Kansas power plants are coal, and so the shovels turn dirt. Building one of these plants depends on community support, site conditions, an NRC license, and existing power connections. Wyoming is already doing it. Tennessee wants to. Kansas ought to. More than $1 trillion is expected to flow into advanced nuclear. Kansas should claim its share for the jobs and the commerce these plants will bring, and for the decades of resilient, carbon-free power that they will produce. Kansas has the talent, the need, and the opportunity. Let's grab our share and pass the chips, please.
Commentator Scott Carlberg spent more than 40 years in the energy communications business, working for corporations, nonprofit groups, and in the field of higher education. He lives in Leawood. Following on what Scott said, the organization that oversees power transmission in Kansas and 13 other states says it expects energy usage in the region to nearly double over the next decade. The Southwest Power Pool predicts usage will increase by 96% in 10 years. The Kansas Reflector reports federal regulators have now given the organization the go-ahead to prepare for that growth. That could make it easier to build new power plants. The Southwest Power Pool is a nonprofit that oversees transmission infrastructure, ensures system reliability, and manages the wholesale electricity market.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Here at KPR, we have one job, to serve our listeners with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on. Because you listen to KPR, please consider becoming a member listener at support.kansaspublicradio.org and help fund the programming that matters to you. Thanks.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Ziggy and Miles, classical guitarist brothers from Australia, Sunday, October 26, 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear, getting colder, lows overnight around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 38 degrees. Atchison, sunny and 38 as well. It's 9 minutes before 8.
Discussions about a deal that could bring a lot more computing power to Anthropic's AI system called Claude. Claude doesn't really work as a name on the radio because you might be thinking C-L-O-D as in blockhead Claude. It's Claude, like the French name, like composer Claude Debussy, or Claude Shannon, the father of information theory. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting Haunting Humanities on Wednesday, October 29th at 5:30 p.m. at Abe and Jake's Landing in Lawrence, open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also, kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Republican Congressman.
They're more than ever because those are the things that AI still can't replicate. For workers in at-risk jobs, the challenge is clear. Adapt or be replaced. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The family of a man who died after an altercation with Topeka police in 2022 is asking the city for $350,000 in compensation. 33-year-old Taylor Lowry was shot and killed when officers responded to a domestic disturbance call in October 2022. Lowry allegedly threatened the officers with a knife. The Shawnee County District Attorney's Office ruled the shooting justified. WIBW-TV reports the Lowry family's attorney filed the claim with the city on Tuesday. The Lawrence City Commission on Tuesday approved a 3% pay increase for the city's firefighters. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the firefighters' union had asked for a 4% raise at the beginning of next year and another 2% raise in the middle of the year. An independent fact finder had recommended a 4.5% increase, but the commission went with the lower 3% raise, with the city's human resources director saying the city's proposal was, quote, fair. University of Kansas leaders met with federal officials Monday to discuss an offer to provide preferential access to federal funds to some schools. As Noah Taborda reports, that would be in exchange for meeting the Trump administration's demands.
KU Chancellor Doug Girard discussed the Trump administration's demands that include freezing tuition rates and barring university staff from sharing political views. The American Council on Education expressed concerns about tying funding to university freedoms. Girard helps lead that council. KU officials said Girard was asked to provide feedback and described the discussion as productive. KU was not one of the 9 institutions initially offered the deal. So far, 7 have rejected it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
A new program in Kansas is helping people become teachers while helping schools fill employment vacancies. The statewide teacher apprenticeship program pairs experienced teachers with people pursuing their teaching degrees, and the state picks up some of the students' college costs. The program launched 3 years ago with a dozen apprentices in 6 districts. This fall, there are more than 160 apprentices in 74 districts. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says the program is a win-win for the state and for students wanting a career in education.
Someone can go to school, stay at home, and not have any debt. And the numbers here have expanded greatly in the last year.
Kansas still faces a serious teacher shortage in rural parts of the state. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, very pleasant, high temperatures near 70 degrees, calm wind becoming northwest, only around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 38 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68. On Friday arrives, a chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Right now, though, Lawrence is sunny, 38 degrees. Topeka, sunny, 38 degrees. Manhattan, sunny and 38 degrees. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include
Jazz, Funk, and Soul, live in concert Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at folletheater.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Glad you could join us for Morning Edition. Still ahead, the Boring Company founded by Elon Musk. Maybe I should say, the Boring Company founded by Elon Musk has begun work on an underground tunnel in Nashville with the approval of Tennessee's Republican governor.
There'll be less congestion on our roads. There will be less wear and tear on our highways.
But Democratic leaders in Nashville are worried about the tunnel's environmental impact. That story in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, beginning after the 9 o'clock news, a well-played toccata by Bach to start off with. Also, we will get into the spooky spirit with a piano suite from Dracula, that Philip Glass provided for the silent version starring Bela Lugosi, also Brahms, Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky. Excellent music on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it is news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, very pleasant, high temperatures near 70 degrees, calm wind becoming northwest just around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68. In Lawrence at the moment, sunny skies, 38. Topeka, sunny and 38 as well. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
We mentioned that Focus Features is a financial supporter of NPR. This is NPR News.
When the explorers Lewis and Clark returned from an 8,000-mile journey to the Pacific Ocean, their expedition won land, money, and glory. But little is known about the enslaved man named York who helped them.
It's kind of up to us, as the people who've come after him, to think about what his story means and carry on his legacy.
Uncovering York's story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7, right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Latest weather forecast, sunny skies, highs today near 70 degrees. It's 8:30.
Department for past federal investigations of him.
As far as all of the litigation, everything that's been involved, yeah, they probably owe me a lot of money.
But he says if he gets the money, he'd probably give it to charity or to the restoration of the White House. He has long claimed that the Justice Department has been weaponized against him. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Welfare advocates are warning over 185,000 Kansans using federal food assistance that they could soon lose their benefits. Federal officials say if the government shutdown does continue, November food stamp funding will be put on hold. Haley Kotler is with the Kansas Appleseed Organization. She says many families will need to stretch their October budget to prepare.
They may be dipping into their rent or to their car payment or other bills. And then when December comes around, those bills are still going to be due.
Kotler also says a new work requirement for food assistance goes into effect November 1st. That will impact about 8,000 Kansans. Republican members of the Kansas congressional delegation are speaking out against President Trump's proposal to purchase beef from Argentina. Trump floated the idea last week. He has strong ideological ties to Argentina's president, and his administration has already agreed to pump about $20 billion into the Argentine economy. But buying their beef is a step too far, even for some Republicans. Senator Jerry Moran says such a move could be, quote, very detrimental to our country. And Representative Tracy Mann says the move would impede the free market. Kansas ranks below average when it comes to the cost and quality of Medicare coverage. That's according to the Commonwealth Fund, an independent group that researches health care issues. The group assessed how seniors are faring under the government health care program in each state. The group ranks Kansas 27th in the nation. Missouri came in 34th. Vermont, Utah, and Minnesota were the top-ranked states, coming in last, Louisiana. Add Hutchinson to the list of Kansas communities lobbying to be the site of a new nuclear reactor. Two companies have proposed different plans for building a modern reactor in Kansas. Hutchinson City Manager Enrico Villegas told KWCH the proposals offer his city a unique opportunity for economic development. Officials in Coffee and Lyon counties have also expressed interest in hosting one of the plants. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, very nice. High temperatures this afternoon near 70 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68 degrees. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from an environmental impact study, but didn't complete it before starting the project.
Excavation is already underway downtown. Boring plans to put its drill to work by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao in Nashville. Take it all, 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 take it, take it all, all.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in 10 minutes, the much-performed Ibsen play Hedda Gabler has a new big-screen adaptation. Tessa Thompson takes on the title role. She's already getting some Oscar buzz. We'll hear all about it in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny, nice again. Highs tomorrow around 68. Friday, possibility of showers and a thunderstorm. Right now in Lawrence, it is sunny and 40 degrees. The time is 8:44.
Hello, KPR friends. It's Destiny here, inviting you to the Live Day concert, October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library. It will be broadcast on the air at 7 p.m. and it's free to attend in person, but we would ask that you RSVP because it fills up quickly because it is so fun. So quick, go RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org and I'll see you there.
Good morning, I'm
NPR News.
This is NPR News.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. In 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia Brown. On KPR2, it's the BBC News Hour. If you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard a few membership drives, and we know sometimes it can be tough to take that first step to making a donation. You may ask, does it really matter? Well, yes, it really matters. Your support, combined with all KPR members, makes amazing things happen. Join today at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you. Weather forecast for today is kind of amazing. Sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 70 degrees, calm winds becoming northwest only around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 38. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunny with a high near 68. On Friday, a front moves in, bringing with it the possibility of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Cloudy on Friday with a high only near 58. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 40 degrees, Topeka sunny, 39, Chanute sunny and 41. It's 9 minutes before nine.
Repurpose them and you can rebuild them in your own image. And if you don't see yourself in them, you can put yourself right in the center of them.
Tessa Thompson plays Hedda Gabler in the 1891 play adapted for film. The film is simply called Hedda. Thank you so much, Tessa.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present on, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, a musical by William Finn, October 24th through November 2nd at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com.
As always, thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia is up next, right after the news from NPR. On KPR2, it's the BBC NewsHour. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon around 70 degrees. Tonight, clear and cool, lows overnight around 38. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunny skies with a high near 68. Right now in Lawrence, checking in with sunny skies and 42 degrees. Topeka sunny and 40 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm